I'm Samantha Cho from the University of Florida, and I'm presenting Thiadiazoron Effects of Tissue Culture of Red Clover. The purpose of this experiment and subsequent presentation is to acquaint you with the effects of thiadiazoron as a means to expedite and ameliorate regeneration of whole plants from callus culture of red clover. Red clover is Trifolium pratense. It's a high-quality leguminous forage, which is a reliable source of adequate protein for livestock. It has a wide range of production, making it relevant to many producers across the United States. It is a nitrogen-fixing legume and therefore can also be used in the maintenance of soil fertility and is very much more productive for animal forage than grass. Traditional breeding for red clover is done through selection of populations based on the cross-pollination of insects. There's a high variety of genetic material in red clover. They're selected based on populations for environmental adaptation. Most appropriately to say that would be for root knot nematode resistance and also for spring production, very much needed to get that out early after the last freeze. Also for yield, obviously you want to get the most out of each acre, and many cultivars of clover are selected based on their yield. Non-traditional breeding has been introduced recently for clover. It is possible to do this with callus culture, which is the isolation of meristematic tissue. These cells can then be introduced to a nutrient-rich media in sterile conditions, and then later the totipotent cells will produce embryos after being manipulated through hormone variations over time and will be regenerated eventually into full plants. Through callus culture breeding, you are allowed for a high volume of propagation without major space or time investments. And also, this is the only way that genetic transformations can be carried out on the plant. In this way, you can also easily screen for genetic and experimental variation in a very tightly controlled, sterile environment. Red clover contains isoflavones, which act as phytoestrogens, which are becoming relatively pertinent for modern medical applications. It's used as a phytoestrogen in place of synthetic estrogens in the treatment of menopausal symptoms. Synthetic estrogens have a higher incurrence of malignant breast cancer forming than phytoestrogens. It's a much more gentle estrogen form. Thiadiazoron is a plant growth regulator. It's been classified as both a cytokinin and an auxin. It's shown to expedite and ameliorate callus culture of leguminous crops, mostly through research at the University of Guelph. These effects, we based our research on these effects, and that's how we decided on the amounts of TDZ to introduce into our media. To carry out this, we used New RC, which is a specially selected cultivar of clover for its ability to be repropagated from callus culture. The high genetic variability due to cross-pollination in red clover means that there is a high variation between cultivars on how often they can be reproduced to whole plants from callus. Red clover is generally not very susceptible for callus culture, except this particular cultivar is pretty adapted for it. We use Gamborg's B5 basal medium, which we then augmented with 0, 1, and 10 micromolar of thiadiazoron. About 25 milliliters of this special media was introduced into sterile petri dishes, all under sterile conditions in the hood. We ateliated 150 cells, or 150 plants, and divided each meristem into 6 explants. 2 of these explants were then put on each of the 3 media types. These were given 4 weeks to develop. The media is a callus culture development, callus induction media. After 4 weeks, those callus were then divided 3 more times and introduced onto 0, 1, and 10 micromolar thiadiazoron media again in a full factorial. After 4 weeks, we introduced them to 0 micromolar TDZ media in order to allow for embryo production and germination. At the end of the third set of 4 weeks, we rated Crowley on quality, quantity, and number of shoots. The manipulations range from A to I is how we numbered them. A got 0 TDZ in any stage, and I received 10 micromolar followed by 10 micromolar followed by 0 micromolar. All the permutations in between have been represented. Our rating schemes, quality on the left, it goes counterclockwise from the top, 1 to 5, from lowest quality cali, which will not produce viable plants, to highest quality, very green cali. Quantity is on the right, it goes from just a few cells to very copious amounts of cali. Embryos were simply counted. These are our photographic results. It's hard to read, I know. It moves from A, B, C, all the way down to G, H, I. And each genotype is represented 133, 134, 135, 136, and they remain the same position in each petri dish. For instance, if we look at number 133 in the top left corner of each petri dish, this particular genotype is very well adapted to callus culture. As you can see, in each treatment, it produces a copious amount of viable callus. However, in the B treatment, you can see that the amount of callus, and this isn't very well represented, it's three-dimensional. That's tall callus literally pressing against the roof of the petri dish. And it obviously shows that it's been ameliorated by the presence of TDZ in the second stage of callus production. For our results, our P of F value is a measure of the likelihood that the results are due to chance and not by experimental variation. A P of F value of 0.01 is considered to be highly significant. 0.05 or lower is considered to be significant. All of these results are highly significant, with the exception of the treatment variation of quantity, and that's still significant. We took the means of each treatment, so all the A's compared to all the B's, compared to all the H's, all the I's. And as you can see, the range variations go from close to 5 for both quality and quantity to 1, so basically non-productive callus. Number of shoots is particularly of interest. The goal of callus culture is to produce plants. Those number of shoots is very important. It goes from 53.5 all the way to 0, non-viable callus. For quality, treatments A, B, and then C in that order are the best quality. And that trend is reflected in each, except for number of shoots, which D surpassed C. And in each, the concentrations where they were exposed to 10 micromolar of TDZ during the first phase of callus production, those were the least impressive results. High quality cali is more easily regenerated to full plants. Likewise, high quantity cali is easily divided to propagate and future manipulations. The shoots, developed embryos, are the goal of callus culture. These are why the results matter. They're applicable to scientists working on clover all over the United States. This particular experiment incurred a lot of problems with contamination. It was my first experiments with sterile environments, and it was a learning curve. Measuring minute concentrations of TDZ, it's a solid, when you're only producing 2 or 3 liters of media at a time, is measuring very minute amounts. Therefore, it's very difficult to measure consistent amounts based on the equipment we had at in our lab. So these are possible variations within this experiment. In conclusion, these significant results justify further investigation of TDZ's effect on the callus culture of red clover. High concentrations of TDZ early in callus development show that they have some inhibition of callus production later. 0 micromolar of TDZ followed by 1 micromolar of TDZ is the most advantageous, as demonstrated by my results. Red clover is becoming more and more relevant as both a forage crop and also in human application. There's a need to further research efficient cultivar production. These results imply a significant trend and justify future more comprehensive examination of thiadiazuron on callus culture of red clover. I'd like to thank Dr. Q for his support in both lab space, time, and all his efforts that he's put into me being able to do this project. And now I'll entertain questions. Yes, sir. I would examine incrementally more minute between the levels of thiazuron that I was exposing it to. I'm sure that it could be tailored to be much more exact for the optimal amount. And also, I would have more genotypes represented in my final results due to fewer contaminations in earlier phases. Yes, ma'am? Right. Well, I knew that thiazuron had shown to be effective for leguminous crops around 6 micromolar. So I rounded it to 1, 10, and 0 just to see what happened with red clover. And what I think happened with the 10 micromolar is I think it was too much too soon for the callus. However, to introduce it in the middle of callus initiation and really the productive parts in the middle before it gets into embryo generation, I think at that point it'll be most effective. Other questions? Thank you.